Welcome to the Daily Dharma, a podcast where we draw inspiration from Buddhist philosophy on how to fix and better our lives. Join us as we dig through the archives of Buddhist texts, great teachers, and real life to grab an extra hit of wisdom to lift us up from the daily grind and find much needed peace.
Hi everyone, welcome to the Daily Dharma. In this episode, we're going to be exploring the theme of letting it be and what we can learn from applying this phrase in our everyday lives. The story that we'll be exploring this theme is called The Woman Lets It Be, and it comes from China in the 9th century. The story is read from the book The Hidden Lamp, Stories from 25 Centuries of Awakened Women, edited by Florence Kaplow and Susan Boone. Here is how the story goes. Master Lanke Huiju had a female disciple who came to him for instruction. The master told her to examine the saying, "Let it be." He said that if she faithfully used this sentence as a Sith, she would be able to cut down the illusions in her life and reap enlightenment. The woman followed his instructions faithfully. One day, her actual house had burned down, and she said, "Let it be." Another day, her son fell into the water, and when a bystander ran to tell her, she answered, "Let it be." One day, she started to make fried cakes for dinner as her husband lit the fire. She had prepared the batter and heated the oil, and then poured a spoonful of batter into the hot oil. When she heard the sizzling sound, she was immediately enlightened. She threw the pan to the ground and jumped up and down, clapping her hands and laughing. Her husband shouted at her, "What are you doing? Have you gone mad?" She answered, "Let it be." Then she went to Huiju, and he confirmed that she had indeed become enlightened. Upon first reading, when you think about the state of mind of someone who has a pan of sizzling oil and who thinks it appropriate to throw it to the ground, you think, is that person truly okay? But let's take a step back. When I really thought about it, this is a woman who had been immensely suffering under the weight and the burden of her current life. She had probably felt deeply responsible for everything that went into her household, including the state of the house that they were living in, the state of her child, the state of her marriage with her husband himself. She probably felt very, very heavy and sad, and as a result, had gone to the Dharma Master to find some relief from all of this mental burden. Like many of us, she probably felt that it was her responsibility to control and manage every single thing around her. And if she didn't, she was being a bad mother. She was being a bad wife. She was being a bad person. Like many of us, she probably felt that if she didn't pay attention every single second of every single day, things were going to fall apart and it would all be her fault and she would blame herself forever. And it's because she had probably lived in that mindset for such a long time, and she was breaking under this mindset, that she thought, there has to be a different way to live. I can't live like this anymore. And despite all the reservations she had, she sought out the Dharma teacher and asked him for help. And that's where she gets the phrase, "Let it be." When I first hear the phrase, "let it be," and I read through the story, I asked myself, is this story asking us to be passive? Is it asking us to simply observe everything around us and not do anything? If someone is in dire need of help, am I supposed to stand there and think, let it be? But then, upon multiple readings, I grew to realize that what the story is not necessarily telling us is that we should be passive. In fact, choosing to think, let it be, is a very active state of mind, because instead of instantly reacting to what is happening around us, we are holding back on those instincts to immediately create a story, control the situation, insert ourselves as the solution. We are choosing to disengage from these behaviors and simply observing things as they are. When something is happening in your life and you choose to think, let it be, what you're doing is you're actually putting yourself in the seat of the observer, so you can actually try and see things as they are, including people, situations, and circumstances, instead of diving in and controlling the situation as if you are truly responsible and you are truly the owner and the person responsible for what is happening. But as life likes to show us over and over again, this is not a wise mindset. We don't control everything around us. And when we learn and train ourselves to think, something has happened. Let it be. Let this be in my heart and my mind. Let me observe what is happening right now before I make any decisions, before I jump to conclusions, before I react, or at least try to hold back from reacting until I have all the facts and I know what is happening. That's where the phrase let it be becomes incredibly powerful and useful. Because oftentimes, when we actually give ourselves a moment to observe the situations going on around us and even within ourselves, we realize there's actually nothing we can do. There are situations in life where previously we would have sweated and inserted ourselves and worked tirelessly to change the tides. However, it was to no avail. There are many things in life that we can do nothing about. And in allowing ourselves to be the observer and thinking, let it be, let it be, we're giving ourselves that massive advantage and that beautiful gift of observing things instead of immediately taking action. And this is very powerful, because every time something happens, if you take action and you put that as your responsibility to take action, you're going to feel like a failure when your actions merit no positive consequences. But if you can observe the situation, think to yourself, let it be. I don't need to interfere with my thoughts, with my words, with my actions. Let me simply let it be and observe. You could start to identify which situations actually don't require any intervention, whether it's because it's not your responsibility and it's not your place to do so, but also in situations where there is nothing to be done. Of course, one of the situations in the story is the woman's house burning down. It's already burned down. Crying or being unhappy, of course, are natural reactions, and they are totally okay. But in that moment, the lady in the story wisely thought to herself, let it be. There's no point of mourning something that is gone. It's not going to bring it back. And all the hopes and dreams and the responsibility I had towards this house, it's also gone, because I did the best that I could and it simply burned down. So I'm just going to let it be and move on from this situation. So when we reflect upon the phrase, let it be, it isn't simply a call to be passive and to do nothing when things are going wrong. Rather, it's a different way of reacting and responding to situations by simply choosing to be an observer, letting things be, and not immediately burdening ourselves to have to create a solution or do something to fix the situation. If we can learn to pause and think, let it be, let the situation be free from my words, from my actions, from my thoughts. Let me simply observe and let things be as they are so I can see the situation as it is much more clearly and much better. This practice can drastically change how we see life and how we respond to life when good and bad things happen. And hopefully, it can also point us to situations where nothing can be done. So we don't have to take so much time and energy feeling like we are a failure, feeling like we did something wrong, but rather we can grow wiser and understand that there was truly nothing to be done than to simply let things be. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I hope you have a beautiful, safe, and joyful week ahead of you. Until next week.